It's sad, but it's reality. Today is the last day that we're going to be visiting with Northland Auto and Preston Peterson as part of the Business of the Week. Good morning, Preston. We're back at it. Thank God it's Friday. I know it's been, it's been a busy week for you. And like we're talking, a lot of growing pains going on right now, but every day I drive by, I see continued progress. Tell us about what's gone on this week and maybe from yesterday, what happened yesterday to this morning.
No, it's been a hectic first week, but a great first week. We've had a lot of jaws drop when they walk in the store, kind of see what our front showroom kind of looks like. This week, we did add a couple vehicles to the showroom floor. We wanted to see what they looked like inside. I can tell you right now, I've got two inside, and I've got room for at least six more. So we're excited about that. People will be able to look at cars inside instead of standing outside in the freezing cold, because it is not extremely friendly out there today. But construction is continuing on. We're fully sheetrocked up front. Guys are going to start mudding today. You know, they get that done, we'll get painted. We'll get the rest of the ceiling in on the showroom floor. Of course, Pat, you were in here and saw the porcelain tile. When we can get this thing fully tiled, this front is going to look absolutely amazing.
It does. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep. How's your selection?
You know, yeah, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, of course. Selection has been a hit and miss here over the last couple of months, but we actually do have, we have 5 half-ton trucks on hand right now. I do have a couple 3/4 tons coming in, a couple Grand Cherokee Ls, which these new Jeep Grand Cherokee Ls, if you haven't had time to stop in and see them, I do have one of them sitting on a floor. It's a new product, new model for us this year. Extremely excited to have them. It's kind of along the same lines of a Dodge Durango, but a little bit different in features, of course, with the Jeep brand. Very, very, very good product. And then when it comes to used, we sell about every make and model when it comes to used. So if you need us to locate something, we're sure here to help you find something that you like.
Well, the lot looks good. How many cars do you have out right now?
Oh, boy. If I had to guess what I had out there right now, I would say I'm close to about 25, 30 cars out on the lot. We do have about another half dozen vehicles sitting over in detail waiting to get cleaned up and out here, so we'll keep adding. Of course, we started selling again here Wednesday afternoon late, so we've got cars coming in, cars going out as well.
You know, some people might find it hard to get vehicles, and you had mentioned that, you know, the supply chain has been very good for you in the store.
Yeah, no, and that supply chain for us in the store has been extremely well, and that's mostly in due to our local customers and our local traffic. You know, when I first started in this business, I was having to go to auctions, you know, 2-3 times a month. Spent a lot of time on the road and a lot of time out of the office. When we took over the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store, of course, all these new, nice-looking trades started coming in on these new vehicles. And for the most part, I could probably look out there right now and tell you every single car on my lot is a trade-in. No auction vehicles. So what comes with that is I'm going to have a little bit more history on it. Maybe most of these vehicles we've done some service work to. So makes it, the inventory is nicer. And then I could tell you kind of the home of where it came from.
Well, yeah, of course, it's being confident and comfortable with the purchase of a new vehicle. They're not cheap anymore. They haven't been for a while. And when you're making an investment like that in a set of wheels, you want to know where it's coming from and that it has a good history. Today is the last day for this business of the week. Hopefully you'll be back. What other things do you want to share before we conclude this week?
You know, the other thing I'm going to hit on is our service department, which is a good majority of our business. You know, we are a franchise dealer, so we're doing the open recalls. We're doing the warranty work on the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles. I know some people have bought out of town. We can still service any of those vehicles for warranty work. We've got a lot more bays back there, so we're going to be adding on another mechanic or two, increasing our service business and trying to help out our community so you don't have to drive as far for that service work.
Preston Peterson is the owner of Northland Auto. I wish you and your family all the best in your new endeavor. Preston has been part of Business of the Week here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. Thanks for tuning in.